Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we are coming at you with our Father's Day gift guide for dads that really love RVs. I think this is one of the best gift guides we've ever put together, and we are releasing it a little bit early because shipping is a bit of an issue for some things lately, so we wanted to give our recommendations like a full solid month before Father's Day. And this special mini episode is sponsored by our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Now, everybody's biggest question right now, right, is what's open? I mean, that's all anybody wants to know, right? And what's open in my state and what's open in the state next to me and, like, what's going on? So we thought that the most helpful thing to do would be to give people some information about the Jellystones that are open.
There are a lot of Jellystones open right now. So if you want to go to campjellystone.com, find a Jellystone Park near you, we recommend you give them a call because the ones that aren't open hopefully are opening really, really soon.
Or they might have information on their Facebook page that says when they're going to be allowed to open.
And they want to welcome you. So, I mean, somebody's going to answer the phone or get back to you. But there's a ton of Jellystones open. Waller, Texas, open. Milford, Delaware, open. Eureka, Missouri, open. Burleson, Texas, open. That's one of our kids' favorite Jellystones. Jellystones in Wisconsin are open. Asheboro, North Carolina is open. Warrens, Wisconsin is open. Canyon Lake, Texas. So it seems like the Texas Jellystones are open. Kerrville, Texas. Those are all supposed to be great campgrounds. We have a friend. I have a friend, Bill Seferenza. He is camping right now as we speak at Lazy River Jellystone in New York.
In New York, okay.
So some of the activities are going to look a little bit different. The pools may or may not be open. And you can get that information when you book your reservation. And I just think we all need to have that understanding that certain things will be open in terms of activities and certain things won't. But what I can tell you is that the Jellystone owners are being really creative about keeping that Jellystone vibe going. Like, I've heard things like some of them are doing bingo, but you just watch on your laptop from the comfort of your RV site, right?
Yeah.
While somebody does it as a Facebook Live, and then they drop off the prizes.
Right, right. So you get a little bit of real-time interaction there because the prize comes to you there. So that's nice.
And then others, instead of doing a group craft where all the kids come to the recreation hall, they're doing the craft as a Facebook Live. They're dropping the craft off beforehand to your site. Your kids can do the craft outside at the picnic table while somebody gives them instructions. So your Jellystones are going to do their best to make it a special experience. And quite frankly, I just think people want to go camping.
Right. It's just that, right, even though it might not be the most ideal situation that we've all imagined when we've scheduled our camping trips, is anything that way that right now, what it does is it gives us an alternative, right? It just gives us the next best thing. So, you know, definitely in a world where we've gotten so used to getting everything on the internet, we need to pick up the phone in this travel season for sure. You have to even pick up the phone closer to your date, right? Like, even just making sure of everything before you assume that any information online is correct.
And also, I know a lot of you had your state park reservations canceled, and state parks are tending to stay closed a bit longer. So consider a Jellystone, even if it's the first time. There might be one near you that you'll really enjoy camping at. So go to campjellystone.com to get all that information.
I'd also like to say, all the buzz out there is that more people that never even thought of RVing are thinking about it, this, you know, coming up.
It might get nutty.
So I would just say I'm the type to not be making reservations right now because everything's uncertain. And I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. I'm telling you, that's not the best way to do it. You probably should be reserving really far in advance as far as you can at this point, just because everybody's going to be out there.
Particularly if you're canceling, say, that epic road trip you were taking across the country, which, I mean, some people are, frankly, you might look to take that camping trip close to home in state and there are Jellystones all over the country. So take a look. Yeah. All right. That was our sponsored message, and now it's all recommendations for Father's Day. So thank you to Jellystone for
being sound like an ad. It sounded like a news roundup.
It was a news roundup.
It was like a news roundup. But thank you to Jellystone for being the exclusive sponsor of our mini podcast for the month of May. We love our Jellystones, and
Yogi's,
we can't wait
Yogi's
to get
fine,
back.
By the way.
Yeah, Yogi's fine. Okay. He's been safe.
All right. My first recommendation, and I didn't even talk to you about this one, Stephanie, but I think that you totally love this product too, is our Moride Step Above Steps. These are the more solid steps that have, you can get them in 2, 3, or 4 steps. They go right down to the ground. They're adjustable. They're very steady. They came with our Eagle. So I did not install them. What I've heard is they are quite an easy install. I am in love with these steps. I think they are an absolutely great product. And everybody I know that is getting them is also raving about them. So I'm recommending them for Father's Day.
Yeah, I think that the one thing that I was worried about was the idea that the steps would go into your RV and like create a mess, right? And honestly, it's like a little bit of a trade-off, but it's worth that to have the stability of the steps, the comfort of the steps. It's so easy to get in and out. Let me tell you something. It's easy for Maggie to get in and out, which is harder for a lot of dogs on
Great
the regular
point.
RV steps. There's the really, really nice handle on them for the kids to get themselves up. So in every way, I would have difficulty going back to sort of the more traditional step.
Yeah, and they have some funny ad copy, which I'm just going to read. Our innovative design allows you to easily store and lock your steps into the entrance of your unit. We all enjoy the days of swimming in the pool and using the diving board to jump into the water. Bouncing up and down is fun when it is on purpose, but when you're entering your RV, you shouldn't have to deal with the common bounce of entry steps. Totally true.
Yeah.
So this takes that out of the equation. So I actually contacted Moride just to get some specs. So the prices range from about $250 to $400 for the standard step above. That's what we have. That comes in 2, 3, or 4 steps. Then they have the strut assist. And Stephanie, we've seen those where like you can take your finger and lift the steps up practically because it's assisted by a strut. Those are $500 to $600. Now you have to make sure you're getting the right steps for your RV. So if you go to Moride's website, they have like a series of questions that you ask, like an information form to make sure you're getting the right one. And believe it or not, they also gave me their phone number and said, give them a call if you want to order them, and they will help you find the quickest place to order them from for Father's Day. I'll put the phone number in the show notes, but it's 574-293-1581, or you can email parts@moride.com. And I do want to mention the handrails are sold separately if you buy this aftermarket. If you're getting a new RV, they tend to put them on there.
Hey, you know, it's been a really long time since I feel like we've done a dedicated gear or gift guide because we didn't do our spring one that we would normally do because it was a weird time.
Well, we did the Camping with Phil gear guide.
Okay, right. And so I just want to say right now that these are everything that we always recommend are things that we've used and we've loved and we truly think that people would use and love. People do not pay money to get on our gear guides. These aren't sponsored gear guides. Okay, so I just know it's been a while and we might have new listeners and we really, sometimes we do feature gear from sponsors of the show, but it's only if we truly love the product and we think that you will too. And just, I looked quickly through your list and I have to say, you brought up these steps for the door. And I have to say, I'm truly missing something.
Tell me.
On our doors from our last RV.
I'm blanking out.
The RV lock.
Oh, the RV lock keyless. Yeah, that's
we haven't gotten that.
We need to get that.
This
installed.
Isn't on the list. But if you look at that RV lock, a little bit
bonus.
Of that price tag can be like, oh, it's a little high. I don't know. I love that RV lock so much. I miss it. We didn't get it yet on the new
RV.
We had
it on the Octane for 3 years, no issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was a good
I
product.
Love that product too. So that's my little bonus one for your Father's
bonus.
Day gear guide.
The next product that I'm gonna recommend is the RV Snap Pad. This is a cool family-owned company out of Canada, and I think they've created a really brilliant product. They call it the world's only permanent leveling jack pads. So you put them on once and they stay on. They snap on into place and they are quite easy to put on. Now, we just got ours. Mm-hmm. So I don't like to recommend something that I just bought. So I contacted our friends John and Heather, who are really, you know, knowledgeable RV owners. They have had their RV snap pads since 2015 on their Winnebago Class A. I texted them and said, guys, what do you think of the snap pads? Are they good? John texted back, oh, yeah.
Was it in all caps?
In all caps.
Like, you have it there, all caps.
And then they both started texting me back and forth. So I'm not sure who said what. But they said they've driven over 10,000 miles with them and have had zero problems. They're still running strong. John also says there's a noticeable difference in post-auto level stabilization. So both John and Heather are saying it actually stabilizes the RV more because you have this larger pad on the bottom and it just moves around a little bit less as it gets put onto the ground. Heather actually says she sleeps better with them on because the rig rocks around less. Like, mm-hmm. if John's walking around at night, it doesn't bounce around as much.
Our rigs have always rocked a lot with three kids and a dog moving, and I hate that. So I will be very interested to see if I notice a difference in that when we're in the RV.
What I'm excited about is this, about this product. A lot of gear that you buy adds complication and adds steps to the process of RVing and to the process of setting up an RV. This actually eliminates a step because I do have pads that I put under all four of my leveling jacks. I've had those pads since we bought the pop-up camper.
Yeah.
So I walk around and place them under and adjust them.
You make the kids walk around. Well,
sometimes I make the kids.
Let's be honest.
But then I have to tell them to do it, and it's delegating
an extra
step.
Yes, you are delegating.
So since these are permanently mounted on your leveling jacks, it literally eliminates a step, and it's going to save you some time. They also are starting to make these for stabilizer jacks as well. So go to the website, check it out. And again, it's not a generic product. You need to fit it to the particular size of your leveling jacks. And their website makes all of that very, very easy to understand. You can buy these right now on Amazon, eTrailer, or RVUpgrades.com. They start around $90 for a four-pack for stabilizers. Some of their most popular 4 and 6 packs are really more like $120 to $160. But these are big, beefy, sturdy pads. And I am really, really excited about this product.
All right. Now, what's number three? We can't get through. It would be disingenuous for you to have any Father's Day gear guide without
I use a Blackstone griddle every day on every camping trip to make at least one meal.
And most days at home. You made pancakes this morning.
4 days a week.
Yeah.
So look, if the dad or husband in your family does not have a Blackstone yet, it's time. All right. So they make the standard 17-inch, they make the 22-inch, and those are your tabletop portable griddles. But I love this company because they keep innovating. And this year they have the 17-inch adventure-ready tabletop griddle combo with a side burner and a fryer. I love the fact that I have a 17-inch griddle and it's got a side burner. So I can also boil some water for pasta, heat up some chili, something like that. And it's portable. It has grab handles. It's $147 at Wally World.
So you feel that even with that addition to it, it still is a camping piece of gear? Because a lot of the Blackstone stuff is definitely more suited for at home, you know,
for a dad. It's in their adventure series, so it's portable. It doesn't have legs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting this on a picnic table. It is a little bit larger.
It's going to be bigger than your 17 or your 22.
Yeah, because it's a 17 and the burner.
Right.
But then for a lot of people that are traveling with a 17-inch or 22-inch griddle and say they're a Coleman camp stove, you could nix that and have it all on one product.
Okay.
So I've been using this for about 3 weeks now, and I really, really like this one. I think it would make a great Father's Day gift.
How many Blackstones do you have?
Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
Are
I have
you
that
gonna
one.
Lie or be honest?
I have. I'll
You're
be,
probably
this is
lie.
Completely embarrassing. Okay. And Blackstone is a sponsor.
I have no idea.
Blackstone
what the answer
is an ongoing
is.
Sponsor of our podcast. So, to your point,
right?
That we're always,
so what they do is they send.
I'm always testing things.
They send you everything new to test.
I have
so
this
that's
one.
Why you have an issue.
I currently have 2 17-inch griddles. I currently have 2 22-inch griddles. I have my 3-burner 28-inch on the deck, and I have another two burner in a box I have not opened yet. So I have seven right now. Don't hate me.
You have seven Blackstones.
If you're listening, don't resent
we
me.
We need to.
Because honestly, it's like too much.
Yeah. No, it is too much. But then again, how do you not try the new thing so you can say, oh, you love it?
Well, or, I do photography. Right. I do some photography for them as well. Right. So they want photos of the new things each year. And I will say, if you hate me because I have seven griddles, is I often do hook up my broskies with the ones that are
along.
A year or two old. And I give some of them away to my friends.
Under duress, I think.
Not
usually
at all.
When I'm throwing a temper fit about.
So again,
the
that's
state of the
it's
garage.
It's a Wally World exclusive. Meaning it's a Walmart exclusive. It has the rear grease trap, has the grab handles, and it has the hood. That's the really nice thing about that.
Yeah.
If you buy that $80 17-inch at Walmart, there's no hood on it.
You don't get the hood.
So that's a big, big plus for this one.
All right. What's up next?
You might think I'm crazy on this, but I love this recommendation. So if your dad or father, you know, the man in your life that you're getting a gift for...
Father figure.
Patriarch.
The father figure. patriarch.
Uncle, whoever it might be. If they either have a grill or griddle and still use the little green propane tanks, are those 1 pounders or 2 pounders? The little green ones.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what I mean. It's time to ditch those, everybody. It's time to stop using them. And I'm not just saying that like as an environmental issue. I'm just saying like it's a waste of money. There's two ways to avoid having to use those little green propane bottles. So the first thing you could get, Dad, is a 5 or 11-pound propane tank. I did not realize that these really existed. There are other sizes besides the traditional 20-pound propane tank. You can get these little cuties, these little 5 and 11-pound propane tanks.
I wouldn't call
tanks.
Them cuties, but...
You get them at Ace Hardware. You can get them at Camping World.
Right-sized. They're
so easy to carry around.
Yeah.
You know, to lug them out to the picnic table. I don't want to have to take the 20-pound propane tank off the RV.
Right.
I don't want to have to do that. So these smaller propane tanks would be a great gift to go with the Blackstone griddle, or a great gift to give Dad if he has like a Weber Q and he's always buying those little green bottles. Now, conversely, you don't have to get one of these 5 or 11-pound tanks. You could also get the RV Quick Connect and hook up your Blackstone or your Weber Q directly to your RV.
That's my favorite.
It works great.
I hate it. Like for years, we didn't have the Quick Connects. I think back... when we had the White Hawk, we didn't have any Quick Connects.
Well, we had the Octane when we went to Nova Scotia, we finally got one.
Got the Quick, right. And it's like night and day with having
that
Quick Connect.
Now, not every RV has a Quick Connect, though. That's why I'm also recommending
more
and more.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm also recommending the 5-pound propane tanks and the 11-pound propane tanks, which are about $50. The annoying thing is they cost the same amount as a 20-pound tank because they just don't sell that many of them.
Well, it's easy.
But so easy to handle.
You get to lug it around
easier. So if Dad's using the green ones, either get him the RV Quick Connect. I have a link in the show notes to one on Amazon. I don't even really necessarily care what brand you buy. The one I'm going to link to in the show notes isn't even the one I have. I can't even find the one I have anymore. These are very generic products. Or get him the 5 or 11-pound propane tank for about $50 at your local hardware store or Camping World or Amazon.
All right, then we've got number 5. What's number 5?
I'm trying to solve some problems for Dad with this gift guide. I have a 50-amp power cord. And to be honest with you, 50-amp power cords drive me crazy. They're big, they're bulky, they're very hard to store. I kind of miss our 30-amp power cord from back in the White Hawk days, but both the Toy Hauler and the Eagle have 50-amp power cords. Most commonly, that's because you have two air conditioners.
We did not need the 50-amp with the Toy Hauler.
I don't think we did, but that's what it comes with.
But I think we kind of need the 50-amp for the Eagle because of all of its bells
the fireplace and
all
that stuff.
Yeah, like it's got so many bells and whistles.
Well, it came with it.
Right.
Now, a lot of 30-amps you can push right back into a storage place in the RV, but most 50-amps detach and you've got to put them somewhere, and they are a pain in the neck. So I'm recommending the Lippert Components Reel Away Deluxe Cord Reel. It's $110 on Amazon, and we always give you the straight skinny. I have not used this yet. I ordered it. It is not here yet. I am pretty confident it's going to be a good product. Well, I've heard good reviews for it.
I think it's fair for you to include the thing that you like got yourself for Father's Day. Like, I mean, this is like your Father's Day present to you. So,
I'm excited
hey,
for
tell
this.
People what you
so
get.
So it has, it reels in, okay? And it has like a handle that you turn and it reels that 50-amp cord in. And I have to say, I mean, there's other companies that make it too, but I researched them. I wanted to get my hands on the Lippert Components Reel Away Deluxe Cord Reel. I think that like if your husband slash dad slash uncle slash whoever is really into RVing and has that 50 amp power cord, I think they'd love something like this.
All right. So the next one we've been using both at our trailer life testing. We talked about this before. We were using them at the trailer life testing RVs, and we actually bought one for our own rig when we got the new Eagle because we were losing our filtration system that we had actually installed.
We had the AccuVitec on the toy hauler, which was a great product, but it's over $500.
It's also installed. So
it requires...
We couldn't take it with us. And the idea was like, okay, are we going to install another one in the Eagle? What are we going to do?
I was more into one that was more portable and that could just move from RV to RV.
Well, it also now gives us the option of having filtered water throughout the whole RV and not just at the sink.
Right. So we really recommend the Clear Source water filters. You can get the 2-canister for about $274 or the 3-canister for $350. Now, some of you jump hearing a price like that. And what I need to explain to you, if you go to Camping World or Walmart and buy one of those $20 or $30 water filters, the only thing they are filtering out would be like small rocks
basically,
and sediment.
Like sediment, yeah.
They are not filtering out contaminants.
No, and I would never, back before we got the AccuVitec, I would never drink the water in even filtered through one of those that came into the RV. We actually relied fully on bottled water for drinking, teeth brushing, and everything like that. And we just used the RV water for like showering because it's just not enough for potable water.
There's this whole lingo for like what gets filtered out in these water filters. If you get this 3-canister, it like filters down to like 0.05 microns or something like that. Don't hold me to that scientific number. It filters out everything. I do happen to think that most people will be just fine with the 2-canister. I went a little crazy and got the 3-canister. It's a little bigger. I would not call it big or bulky or problematic to store. But I think the 2-canister is probably what most people will want to look at. And I need to reiterate what Stephanie was saying. When we have tested RVs for Trailer Life magazine for the last 2 years, these are the water filters they hook up to every single RV at the test site. There could be a dozen RVs in a row hooked up to Clear Source. They actually have to
be really careful because they want to make sure that the water getting filtered in doesn't do any damage to the RVs. Because remember, these are RVs that are tested by Trailer Life and Motorhome, and they go back to the manufacturer. So they are
incredibly... And that campground has rust in the water.
Yeah, so they're incredibly careful about the water filtering. So this is their pick for that.
And if Chris Daugherty, the technical editor for Trailer Life, says this is one of the best products on the market, you need to believe him because they don't play. Okay. So I think that I honestly think that an RVing dad would really love something like a Clear Source water filter.
All right. So number 7, you can't help yourself but suggest something that nobody ever gets anymore, which is a print magazine publication.
I also wanted some budget choices because I didn't intentionally have expensive products on. But if you want, you know, RV gear and gadgets that are very like RV specific add-ons, you know, you are looking at sometimes pricier items.
Well, we've recommended some. Let's be honest. We've had a lot of gear guides in the past that have recommended more budget items
all the
for
time.
Dads.
So this is kind of like,
if we've recommended a lot of those before, you were kind of thinking a little more outside of the box.
I could recommend the $30 Estwing Fireside Friend wood splitter on every podcast till the end of time. We have done a lot.
So we'll link to those in the show notes for this too. Some of the other Father's Day guides, which are going to have different price points on them.
But if dad is really into RVing, I think a subscription to either Trailer Life magazine or Motorhome magazine would be a great gift that keeps giving all year long. I love magazine subscriptions. Either one is $18. They're only 12 bucks for the year if you're a Good Sam member, and it's an issue every month, so it's 12. If your dad is at all into the technical side, the great thing about Trailer Life and Motorhome, they have travel pieces. They have DIY pieces. They have gear reviews. It really is a comprehensive general interest magazine written at the highest level with articles by people like Stephanie and I. And here's what I would say. I do not love trailer life more than I love motorhome. We're towable owners. We don't have a motorhome. I enjoy motorhome just as much as trailer life because it's got the travel pieces. It's got a lot of relevant gear reviews. And I like reading the reviews of the motorhomes. But if your dad's a towable owner, get him trailer life. If motorized, I would go with motorhome.
All right. A little more up hipster. The hipster path would be a subscription to Rova.
I love Rova magazine. A one-year subscription is $35. It's not every month. Double check me on this. I think it's 6 issues a year. Mm-hmm. It is really travel inspiration. It's road trip pieces. It's recommendations for national parks. It's really fun, gorgeous travel writing with great photography on beautifully printed paper. It's more of that kind of like magazine that's going to inspire your wanderlust and make you want to hit the open road. It's not going to have as much of the technical stuff or the DIY stuff or the installing new RV steps kind of stuff.
No, in fact, yeah. It's really not specifically for people with RVs.
It's RVs and road vacations. But tons of RV content in there for sure. Yeah. So I love that magazine as well. And I just think that that's the type of cool gift that dad will be excited about getting every month or every other month if it's Rova.
All right, everybody. Those are Jeremy's recommendations if you're thinking ahead for what to get dad or whoever fathers somebody in your life for Father's Day coming up in June. We'd also love you to share any of your favorites over in our Facebook group at the RV Atlas. If you drop in something that you've gotten as a favorite gift in the past, if you're a father, or something that you've given a father in your life as a favorite gift, that would work too.
And by the way, like getting dad a copy of See You at the Campground. Oh,
you could didn't put that on your list.
I didn't. I actually didn't put it on the list. But really, that could be a wonderful Father's Day list. I mean, it's a great read. We're getting good reviews on the book.
Thank goodness.
Newsflash, Target has decided to stock it this summer, which we're very excited about. So if your dad likes to read, if he's the type of guy that would like to read a book about camping and RVing, check out See You at the Campground by
Available
us.
Available wherever you buy your books. Pretty much. Everybody. See you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.